Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. And does anyone feel like it's Monday? And
yes.
Actually thought it was Monday? Think it was Monday?
Yes.
Like last night I was looking for my Sunday night TV shows
yeah,
and they
totally.
Weren't on.
I know.
Were
you
no
disappointed?
Jersey-licious. Yes, very.
I was watching Dance Moms.
The marathon. It was, yeah, that show's crazy.
Yeah.
Kathy Houston is here from Advantages. What happened on Dance Moms? Anything you care to share?
I don't understand how that huge coach ever danced a day in her life.
All right, there you have it.
Wow.
Joe Haley,
seriously.
Everyone's favorite managing editor, is in the house.
I am.
Joe,
yes.
Did you watch Dance Moms?
I did not. I watched the Phillies last night, and they took one from the Braves. So
and apparently
we're up 8.5 games.
There's a game under review still.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The crazy thing
they
that happened on Sunday.
They might have to play the second part over.
Yeah, crazy thing on Sunday. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Andy Cohn is in his home office in Tuckahoe.
Yes, I am indeed.
How's Tuckahoe today?
It's a rainy Tuckahoe. Day here in Tuckahoe, but it's the first day of school.
All right.
Wow.
Were there tears or laughter?
There was much laughter.
Okay, good.
No tears.
All right. Craig Veltri is in the house. He's going to be making our wonderful sound effects. And Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today. We're going to talk about ideas for tailgating and other fall events.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any ideas or you want ideas, give us a call, 215-953-4979. And Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you?
Hey, how about a $25 Visa gift card?
Hey, I'll take it.
I'd love one.
All right. We also have a special caller. In a few minutes, we're going to interview Michael Singer from Stone Mass. He's going to give us some great tips for social media success. And Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have the two call-in sessions. Then we're going to get to 7 tips for writing emails that won't get deleted. Sometimes we go delete right away without even opening them.
We do?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I do. Kathy has a JCPenney t-shirt. She'd like to talk about this causing all type of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Why Debbie Downers are good for strategy sessions.
Wah-wah.
Yeah, who do you think's going to give us this topic?
You.
No, Debbie Downer.
Captain Kildare.
Andy has that for us. We got 10 tragic falls of leaders, and we have our favorite things and some other topics if we have time to get to them. But let's start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
From Tuckahoe.
We begin this morning with distributor acquisition news. Counselor Top 40 distributor American Solutions for Business has acquired a division of Advanced Business Graphics. The deal announced last week adds 10 salespeople and more than $8 million to American Solutions for Business' coffers. Product safety news now. New York has become the first state to prohibit the sale of children's products that contain the flame retardant chemical TRIS. The ban, which goes into effect on December 1 of 2013, mostly applies to items like baby toys, car seats, and strollers that are intended for use by children 3 years old and younger. On to news out of California. Starting last week, stores in Santa Monica can no longer give customers lightweight, single-use plastic bags. Consumers will now have to bring their own reusable bags to stores or pay a fee of 10 cents for every paper bag they take out of a store. So far, 6 cities and counties in California have passed plastic bag ban laws. Check out Promogram today for more information. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot today?
And Andy, we have an eclectic group of products, including something that's going to be good for the construction site clients that distributors have on their list.
Nice. We look forward to that.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. And now we are going to head to the phones. We've got Michael Singer, CEO and founder of Stone Mass, on the line. He's been teaching some sessions at the ASI shows that have been very popular. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling today.
Not a problem.
I know that your social media sessions at the ASI shows have been very popular. It's a topic that everybody wants to hear about. Now, Michael, a common theme that we hear when people try to use social media for business is they don't have the time or the knowledge or the resources to manage their social media efforts. And, you know, what would you say to that group of people?
That's a great question. And one of the challenges everybody's finding is how do I get started? Where do I get started? And the first question everyone has to ask is, where are my customers? Where are my prospects going? And, you know, one of the things that we're finding out is that customers and prospects are on Facebook already. They're on LinkedIn. So the challenge is I have to be in that arena. I have to be there because that's where my customers and prospects are. And the good news is it's very easy to get a Facebook page or LinkedIn profile set up. The tougher news is to manage it going forward. And that's where a lot of companies lot of distributors sort of get the deer in headlights look, and that's where that's where a lot of conversations are when I give seminars and we talk about social media, is where a lot of distributors want some help. The good news is we have a couple free products at stolmass.com that are free for distributors. One is SM Publisher, which is basically we push out suppliers' catalogs, and it's free for distributors like Crown Products, Nugs USA, and Vanish Catalogs to distributors' Facebook pages, so we provide free content. And we have a new product called Montage, so we just manage content for them, and they can go to Stolmass. So there's free products that are out there to manage content on their behalf. The challenge at the end of the day is what do I say to people? And I ask folks in the room when I'm presenting, I'm saying, are you comfortable with sending an email out to people? And everyone raises their hand. Of course they are. It's the same way. You're presenting or sending sending some text of information to people. It's the same way of having a conversation on social media.
Okay. Hi, Michael. I want to know, what are some important objectives with social media? What should people be shooting for?
One of the first things you have to realize is we've moved away from being a one-way conversation. So, years ago it was a one-way conversation, meaning the websites and the companies had just told people what to do online and what to say. Social media is about a two-way conversation. It's about people interacting on your platform or Facebook, and they're sharing information and they're having conversations. So it's two ways. About a two-way type of conversation. But what we've seen since we launched SM Publisher, and when we look at suppliers and distributors having that conversation, there's two things that companies need to focus on. The first one is you really got to focus on getting the number of your followers up and the number of, Twitter followers and fans and so forth. So really focusing on how many people are in your Facebook following. The second one is of course, once again, we come back to it, content is king again. So relevancy. So what you're saying, how they're responding to it, are you starting those conversations, is an important thing. And that's where content is providing that relevant content, getting responses. And this is where social media is so important, because when you get people to respond to your content, then it goes on to their Facebook pages, and people see that conversation and they want to join or participate in that area. So that's free. So driving your followers up, getting that number up, as well as content is very important. Mm-hmm.
Michael, one of the things we always hear about what people should be doing with social media, we hardly hear what they shouldn't be doing. And what can you tell us what people should not be doing with their social media?
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously, because it is a conversation and it's two-way, so if you start being too boastful, if you're start telling fictitious information, lying, or if you're spamming too much, they're going to respond, and everyone is going to see that conversation. So you're going to be held liable. Liable is the wrong word. You're going to be held accountable for what you say. So people will speak up and say, hey, what did you say that? And but the other thing, too, is you have an opportunity to engage people. So what you shouldn't be doing is always being promotional or salesy. So I've had an opportunity to speak at ASI Orlando, San Diego. I'm going to be in L.A. on the 23rd at the ASI Advantages Super City to talk more about this. And every time I present it, I've always explained it this way. As a salesperson, think about your best customer. And when they do, I say, you think about that, you have a great relationship with them. A little bit about that person, a little bit about the family, you have a great history, you have a conversation with them. And then during that conversation, you may bring up, hey, let's talk about business. And it's the same way with social media. So it's not all about sales. Yes, at the end of the day, we need to make a sale. We need to put food on our plate. But it's not all about sales 100% of the time. That's one thing you got to take into consideration.
Okay, great. Well, Michael, thank you so much for calling in today. And, of course, as Michael mentioned, you can hear him at the Advantage Super City Roadshow in Los Angeles on September 23rd. For more information on that event, contact or go to asishow.com. And for more information on Michael and Stolmass, you can find him at stolmass.com. Is that right, Michael?
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in Los Angeles. We're going to pause for a moment for a message from today's sponsor. When we return, we're going to take your calls for ideas for tailgating and other fall events.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or visit iPromoteU.com.
Good morning and welcome back to ASI's radio show. We are taking your calls right now to see what ideas you have or what you're looking for to make money this fall, whether you need some ideas for tailgating products or you're looking to participate in other fall events. Give us a call right now, 215-953-4979, and tell us what's on your mind. We're going to take a call on line four from Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I have a client that's sponsoring a football game in November, and they're looking to hand out items at the game. I want to give them something unique, but I want it to be something that people will also use. Can you give me any suggestions?
I think Joe Haley from The Joe Show is up to the task.
Oh, you know, I like coolers. I like coolers.
And beer.
I do. I like coolers. You know, if they're sponsoring a game, and they're probably bringing their best clients there, so you want to go something a little more high-end. So you can get a nice cooler that can be branded with your client's logo on it, and they can give it to the guests there. Now they can pack the cooler with other things, too. You can put snacks in there that you can get through the industry, including salsa and chips, beef jerky. You can also put beverages in there. It does not have to be, you know, alcohol. You put water in there. People need to be hydrated while they're out in the sun all day. You can put custom labeled sodas in there as well. And then think about other things that can commemorate the game. It can be caps, sweatshirts, hoodies, anything that's going to tie in your company to that game. Then when they go back, they'll use a lot of that stuff in, you know, in their private life, and they'll remember the person who gave it to them.
And what about things that they can, you know, play with and do during the tailgate? Like
Absolutely. Yeah, if you can get those there's like bean tag, you know, toss games. Yeah, American cornhole, they call it. You get one of them.
I played that this weekend.
Did you? It's a lot of fun,
popular.
Isn't it?
It's yeah, all the rage in my neighborhood.
You know, so if you have 20 people, you go, you know, have a little tournament there, and the winner can take that game with them. Everyone can get a little football, have a little touch football game going. So there's a lot of different things. You do frisbees. Anything you can do mm-hmm. outside that's going to be fun with a group of people. Just watch out for the cars in the parking lot.
That's right. All right, Dan, I hope that gives you some good ideas.
It does. Thanks very much.
Thanks. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line one, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Hope you had a nice Labor Day.
We did. Thank you. And do you have some ideas or a question?
Well, I have a question about Halloween.
Ooh, Halloween. All the Halloween candies in the stores already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, they say that it's second only to Christmas now, what people are spending. And I'm just wondering if you have some great ideas for Halloween that are like in the number 10 top sellers or something like that.
Toothbrushes.
That's a good idea.
It's true.
Because you can give the kids candy, and then you can also give out the toothbrush.
Right.
Another thing, in my area, there's this little shopping center. It's really not like a mall or like a strip mall. It's like a little downtown area. And their Merchants Association has a trick-or-treat night mm-hmm. for the kids in the area. That's not on Halloween, and most of the merchants give out some type of imprinted product. Some mm-hmm. give out stickers, some give out reflective, you know, zipper pulls.
A lot of townships have these events.
Yeah, right. It's a great opportunity to go find those merchants associations, see if you can get involved with them, and just, you know, offer them things that will be useful to the kids when they're going out for real trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. The reflective stickers are good. Trick-or-treat bags would be good as well.
Yeah, any kind of glow products, safety products.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parades,
I also heard,
too.
Guys, over the weekend I heard that Halloween is the number one pizza delivery day of the year.
I believe it. That
and
makes sense.
So maybe, you know, local pizza places want to do certain Halloween promotions to even
yeah, that's a good idea.
Manage that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think a great product for a pizza place is to give out a pizza cutter. Because how many mm-hmm. times you get your pizza home and it's got to be recut? They don't cut it all the way through.
That happens all the time.
Or you want smaller slices.
Or if you want smaller slices. Exactly. So if you had your pizza cutter, a pizza place could just put it right on top and
that's
on back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Irv, we'll hope that
Bob.
Gives you some. I'm
that
sorry.
Bob.
Irv's our next caller. Sorry, Bob. Thanks for calling in and stay on the line for your Visa yeah. gift card. And Irv is on line five, and he's got a comment about social media. Hi, Irv.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, Irv, that would be me. I had a concern about the social media, and I've been very apprehensive about moving forward in the Facebook, Twitter world. Maybe I'm from the old school, but it appears to me that at times in this business, there's a certain amount of paranoia, and I wondered if you could lose customers as fast as you're trying to gain new customers. I'd hear some comments if you could.
You mean lose customers because they don't like your what you say on Facebook or Twitter?
Lose customers because you're giving your customer base exposure to other people that may be in the business, and you know all they have to do is try to compete with you in that same menu, and perhaps you might lose.
No, I think you can be selective with who you're, you know, who you're friending or who you're sending your Facebook page to, you know, people to like and, you know, have them accept that. So, I mean, I think you can control that in a, you know, in a way. And plus, you can always control your messaging as well. If someone posts something that you don't like, you can easily go in and remove that from your own fan page.
Andy Cohen, what do you think?
Well, I think that distributors just need to think of their social media outlets as a community that they want to create. Like Joe said, you can control a good deal of it, for sure, you know, as far as your the messaging that you put out there and the people that you allow in as friends or followers. So, you know, try to create the community that that you want, and you know, not have any people in there that might not take part in the way you want them to take part.
So then, would the intent be perhaps not to include competition or the you know, possibility that the competition could be looking at the same thing you're trying to get out there?
Yeah, I think I would do that if you're afraid about the competition or worried about the competition. I would make sure that you don't include them as one of the fans, because people can only see your page, mm-hmm. your fan page, if they're a fan of it. Mm-hmm. If it's not sent for general public, you know, viewing, and you can set those privacy settings so that only fans can see it, then you can control it better.
Yeah,
I will say, though, Irv, that some of that paranoia is warranted, in the sense that, you know, once things are out in the public eye, as far as Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, many people obviously can see them, and you do have some control over it. But I would be very careful about some of the competitive information you might put out there.
Sure.
You know, if you're concerned about putting pricing out there, or, you know, different services that you offer that you don't want competitors to copy or steal, mm-hmm. Then I wouldn't necessarily have that information out there in the public eye. You could talk offline, you know, offline or through email where others can't see it, but, you know, be mindful of the fact that even though you can control, you know, most of your friends and most of your messaging and the followers that are you know, paying attention to your Twitter account, your competitors can also have their spies out there as well. So,
right.
You know, it is something where you do want to be careful, but I would say, you know, create the kind of community like I talked about before that you have trust in.
On the other hand, I bet that a lot of your competitors are doing this themselves, mm-hmm. so I think that it's important to get in the game.
That's a great point. And you can also find information about them, like they're trying to find information about you.
Yes, it's all fair. Online.
And Irv, we know you have such a great relationship with your clients that they're not going to leave you anyway.
There you go.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Irv, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And we have a caller on line 3, Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Where are you from, Ann?
I'm Ariasmai, Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. You're nearby.
Yes, I am.
All right. So what's your question?
All right. Well, listen, I've had a good consistent reorder of these foam footballs that a client has handed out at high school football games for mm-hmm. the past 5 years. And it's great. You know, it's a reorder every year. But it's a low price point. So I was wondering if anything you could suggest to try to convince them to consider some higher-end items.
Good, better, best.
Yeah, good. Ooh.
Or have you ever told them that you sell other stuff besides foam footballs? I mean, you could tell them you could sell stuff for their uniform programs and their cheerleading squad and, you know, the travel teams and all that kind of stuff as well, the fundraisers for the football team, homecoming game. Have you ever broached that?
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't try to move them away from the football, so I would look for the add-on sales
someplace else.
You know, what else can you do? You know, where are they getting their stadium cups from? Can you do a co-op program with one of the local businesses that would buy those cups, mm-hmm. imprint those cups, and then donate them to the, you know, stadium's snack shack? And when people go and buy their beverages, they would get them in that cup. And if it's, you know, a nice stadium cup, they can keep as a little souvenir of the game.
Yeah, we always talk about that, especially with schools, the nonprofit aspect. of getting other businesses in the community to co-sponsor a program like Stadium Cushions, have their name on the Stadium Cushion along with the school logo.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what Joe was saying.
You know, and like we've talked about earlier in the year that, you know, with school budgets being cut across the board in a lot of the states here, you know, they're going to be looking for opportunities to start doing some type of partnership with local businesses and corporations. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you get in there and help them along with that, I mean, it could be very profitable for you.
Okay, great.
Well, good luck, Ann, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling today. All right, so we all want our emails to get read. So, Joe?
Yes.
How do we make sure that nobody deletes our emails when we send them?
Nobody but nobody.
Nobody but nobody.
Nobody but nobody. All for everyone who opens it, $1,000. I guess that, you know, that's the only way that everyone's going to open that. This is 7 tips for
writing. I don't want to do that. Great.
7 tips for writing emails that won't get deleted, and I'm going to give you 3 of them, and we're going to post the rest of them on asicentral.com/radio. The first one is to eliminate delete-inducing words. What words do you see in a subject line that automatically make you go delete without even open?
Free.
Free?
No, free, I mean, some
free
people
is supposed
use
to be...
free. It's supposed to be good, but to me it says scam, so I'm not going to
okay.
do it.
Kathy,
is that on your list?
It's not on the list.
I use that in my subject
special
lines.
Offer? Is that on?
No. Exciting. State of the art.
So, well, yeah.
Oh.
And then you get those, like, those PR.
PR words.
Yeah.
You know
solution
what I delete?
Partner,
you know what I
leading
delete
edge.
All the time, Joe? They do this trick where they put Ray.
Oh,
I hate
Ari.
Yeah. It looks like they're responding to
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
But they're not.
And I have sent responses back to people who sent that and saying that that's disingenuous to try and get. I have, yeah. I
say, Joe rant.
No. I mean, people
so
want you.
So you actually responded then?
I do. I say, you want people. We get inundated with PR emails all the time. You want us to read it. Don't try to fake us out to make us look like you're responding.
Well,
to
I've been faked out a few times recently. It'll say, like, our meeting, our conversation, or our appointment.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, uh oh, who do I have a meeting with? And then they want
to
set
so
up
many,
a meeting.
You don't know.
Right. So I'm thinking I better open it. And then it's like, oh, I want to set up a meeting
yeah.
to
right.
sell you something.
Right.
I know. And then where's that coming from? I mean, where are, you know, PR reps learning this? I mean,
PR school.
They're obviously,
I know,
finding success, at least, you know, someone are they.
So go ahead. What
okay,
are,
another
so
one.
Are some other words?
Be an invaluable resource. And we talk about this all the time that, you know, you might be selling a commodity. That's what this article says. But make yourself invaluable to that. Be more than just, you know, provide the great service, you know, whether it's fulfillment or art service or customer service. So just don't be a commodity. So
but
make
these
sure.
are for your emails?
Yeah.
You mean?
If you are an invaluable resource, they're going to open your emails. If they know
gotcha.
That Melinda Aligos is the best when it comes to customer service, they're going to open anything that comes from you. Another thing I say is launch a campaign. Too often people don't do that. They don't launch campaigns with their email. They just send something, you know, sporadically, occasionally. If you have a nice marketing campaign that comes up and you can send out 8 to 12 different emails over the course of a month or two, then people expect it to come in and they see what the next part of this campaign
and then
is.
And clever and fun. It's
sure.
not just the same old
sure.
PR schlock.
With a call to, you know, schlock, with a call yes. to action and the opportunity maybe to win prizes or money off of products or services.
All right. Well,
so we're
going to
post all 7.
7 lists of things you shouldn't put in an email subject line. It's going to go on asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, there was a controversy at JCPenney. And I think
can
it's
you
been
believe
resolved,
it?
By the way.
It has
They've
been.
They pulled it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They pulled Boo. It. There was a T-shirt
Boo.
That consumers declared sexist, but it was only being sold online. And it was a girl's T-shirt that read, "I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me."
Funny.
That's so silly.
I know.
That's
isn't
funny.
It silly?
You know.
It's
silly.
Anyway, they immediately discontinued sales of the T-shirt, and it was only online. And I thought this was funny. The shirt was being marketed to girls between the ages of 7 and 16, and the caption next to the photos of the shirt read, "Who has time for homework when there's a new Justin Bieber album out?" "She'll love this tee that's just as cute and sassy as she is." I don't know. I think it's Much Ado About Nothing, don't you?
Well, I've seen a lot worse T-shirts
yeah.
out there, even at Abercrombie, which, you know,
yes.
my daughter shopped there, and
right.
Delia's, and, you know, places, these graphic tees are very popular, and
uh-huh.
some of the things on it are bad.
I
even
know.
Worse than that.
I know.
But
who's the genius that can come up with something like that they think is actually going to sell? I don't get that.
I don't know. But I remember, do you remember this? This was like 10 years ago. They came out with a talking Barbie, and she said, "Math is so
Math
hard.
Math is hard." Yeah. I
and
agree,
that,
Barbie.
And that got discontinued as well. So I think there's, you know.
Well, for some people, math
sexist,
is hard.
Yes.
Especially for blonde Barbies.
These sexist things directed toward girls, I think, are not good because they're obviously not good. good sellers and they cause controversy. Perhaps that's what JCPenney wanted. I don't know.
Anyway, the ironic thing about that T-shirt is it was being sold next to a line of T-shirts from a group called Self Esteem. So they're saying, you know, this is like, you know.
Perfect.
Yes.
Much ado like about nothing.
Brilliant totally. Marketing. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know if I agree with this next segment, but apparently we're going to say that Debbie Downers, or people who bash everything in meetings, are actually good for business. And Captain Killjoy is here to argue that point.
Yeah, here's why you need a little Debbie Downer in your operation.
I hate
or
Debbie
Captain
Downers.
Killjoy, per se, in your operation. So this comes from business expert and author Guy Kawasaki. And what he suggests is for organizations to be doing what he calls pre-mortems. We all know about post-mortems, you know, after a project has been implemented to find out what its, positive and weaknesses were. But he suggests doing pre-mortems, and that's where the Debbie Downer or Captain Killjoy of the organization can really come in. He suggests that companies really need to look for weaknesses and drawbacks to a project before actually implementing it. So they need to have some people who are willing to speak up and, you know, say what the weaknesses are and point out what maybe some of the, you know, not just the pluses but the minuses are before a project is implemented. And I think that makes a lot of sense. You got to be careful before implementing new product launches or new services that you're going to offer or putting up a new website. You know, I think you need some people around, and you need to have a culture that allows people to say what they feel and to point out what they might feel are drawbacks to a new project.
Well, that makes sense. I agree with putting them, you know, before the launch. You know, holding them, waiting until, you know, letting them comment after the launch would be much more bad.
And then maybe if they're going to be poo-pooing everything, they can come up with some solutions themselves that would be helpful.
No, I don't think you want people who are going to just poo-poo everything.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I consider Debbie Downer someone who just, the first words out of their mouth are always negative.
Exactly.
And those people, I just don't
know.
No,
we have no use for them.
We don't.
So is it having the Debbie Downer at the meeting or having the environment where the Debbie Downer can speak at the meeting?
It's both. You need to have some people who are willing to do it, for sure. But they can't. They also can't be fearful that, you know, when they point out a weakness, that it's going to come back to hurt them. So you need to have the culture that allows people to speak up if they feel like they see a potential weakness in a project.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for that report, Captain Killjoy. You've made your case.
Anything I could do.
All right, now it's our editor's favorite part of the radio show, where they talk about their favorite things of the week or favorite products of the week. Kathy,
speaking of poo-pooing,
is it that belt you're wearing?
No, it's not. While we're on the subject of poo-poo, I have genuine reindeer and moose poop from Symphony Handmade Papers Inc. I don't know their ASI number, but it's on our website.
And what would you do with that?
Well, what you do, they look like little chocolate balls, but
I see that.
Don't be fooled. They're really little balls of moose poop or reindeer poop straight from the North Pole, perfect in time for the holidays. They come with a little header card that could say Happy Holidays, blah, 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 with the little cute reindeers.
And again, why would you want this?
You plant them in the ground and you water them and they grow into beautiful flowers.
Reindeer poop
grows into beautiful flowers.
Wait, let me
see. Smell like just lovely.
That sounds like your life story.
Oh, yeah. You didn't
mention. I was a late bloomer.
You did not mention that the poop is filled with hearty wildflower seeds.
Well, how do you think they grow into wildflowers?
They roll.
Okay. Well, there you have it. You can look at your own poop picture on the product.
It's
up
cute.
On ASICentral.com radio. Joe, what is your favorite product?
Hand fans from Lion Circle ASI 67620.
Is that a stormtrooper?
That's Boba Fett.
Oh, sorry.
That's Boba Fett.
I don't know.
Excuse me, nerd.
Is that Star Wars?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's Star Vinny's Wars.
Shaking his head. Okay. He must be a nerd.
You know, these are pretty cool. There's a lot of applications. This
Boba
was actually
Fett.
Used.
How did they get that name? Sorry.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Your creativity. This was actually used to announce the Star Wars trilogy, or whatever they call it now. There's six movies that is being released on Blu-ray. They gave these out at Comic-Con. But you can use it for a variety of different things. For a coach at a high school basketball game or college basketball game who's going for his 300th win. You know, everyone, the fans in there can support. For your favorite teacher on Teacher's Day at a student rally.
Would
for
it be
executive.
A stormtrooper? Or
it could be
a
whatever.
Teacher?
They can do anything.
I can't look.
You have your own
I
Joe.
Do.
Wow.
Thank you. That's courtesy of Lion Circle. So there's a lot of applications for this. A lot of fun. You don't have to just fan yourself. If you do like the Star Wars, they have different characters. You can collect that series. And I think that people would like
that's
to
awesome.
Put it in their office. So.
Fantastic. Andy, what's your favorite product of the week?
All right. Mine are portable speakers. So expandable for any kind of music and cool for promotions from consumer electronics companies or really any kind of retailer or any company that's focused or targeting, say, the teen market. Comes from the Magnet Group, and that's ASI 68507. Very cool and new, unique product from them.
And what music are you listening to this week on your new portable speakers?
Lady Gaga.
Ah, Lady I thought Gaga. You were going to say Pitbull and Neo.
Yeah, I could put that on there, but Pitbull, he lip syncs during the VMAs, so that's not cool.
Oh, there you have it. All right. Well, with that, we are out of time for today's show. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You, and thanks to all of our callers. Tune in next week, same time, same place, with Kathy Houston. We'll be wearing
a belt.
She will.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.